As a group, I've usually used the HERA because the incidence of cardiac disease from the trastuzumab is the least.
Now, when you say the HERA,
which was chemotherapy followed by trastuzumab.
So in the other trials, the trastuzumab was started during the chemo, HERA started after.
The other trials, actually, what we have was chemotherapy versus chemotherapy concurrently paclitaxel trastuzumab or chemotherapy paclitaxel followed sequentially by trastuzumab. And those two arms, again, statistically, there's not a difference, but there may be over time.
And then the patient, after the chemo is done, would continue the trastuzumab for a year.
For a year.
And what regimen do you tend specifically to utilize in a woman like this?
Again, because the retrospective data from Don Barry, I've tended to use AC, not give them paclitaxel, be very traditional in that sense, and then, as I said, follow the HERA type of trial, which had the lowest cardiac incidence, by giving them single-agent trastuzumab every 3 weeks for a year.
Now, what would you tell her to expect in terms of the impact of adding in the trastuzumab on top of hormone therapy and chemotherapy? In terms of the benefit?
Well, there's several areas. One area is that in preclinical models, and there's a little data in humans, not much, that some of the hormone refractoriness that you see with HER2-positive disease can be reversed by using trastuzumab. So there's a potential major advantage clinically to combine those two. And that's an area actually of active investigation by many groups. The downside, obviously, is the cardiac risk, which is probably about 3%. And if patients are followed closely, most of those patients have reversible cardiac disease. So it's a small proportion of patients, and of those, very few patients have long-term effects.
Can you talk more about what actually happens in these patients who do have cardiac problems?
The mechanism of how trastuzumab causes cardiac problems is not completely clear. What's known is that HER2NU is required for maturation of the fetal heart. So that, you know, again, we're using proteins and using targets that are not necessarily cancer-specific, that are used by the body for other purposes, but we're trying to use it because the cancer perverts these purposes for our purposes. In adults, it's known that there is a low incidence of significant cardiac effects, which, depending upon the study, can be between 2 and 5%. Of those patients, whether or not there's a genetic component remains unclear. The majority of the patients who get into trouble with trastuzumab usually get into trouble within the first 90 days, but it can be up to 6 months. And therefore, you have to monitor their cardiac function.